driving the 03 Best Repair Company Toyota for Lee Pulliam Performance out of Chesapeake, Virginia. Brendan Butterbean Queen. Here comes Brendan Queen, the North Wilkesboro winner. Brendan Queen wins the Window World 125.
I got up on the damn wheel there, buddy.
I get to drive these mad fast race cars every week.
Brendan's going to make it three wide coming off of turn number two.
Brendan Queen wins the South Carolina 400 at Florence.
Hell yeah! That's all you can say, man.
I told Dale Jr., I said, the one great thing the Cars Tour Series has going for it is Butterbean. What a hell of a nickname.
Now this guy, woo! Yeah, they don't like me. They're not going to do that.
We're going to go get an all-star special and an ice-cold chocolate milk tonight.
They're not taking this one away from me. I won't go let them run into back bumper and knock me out of the way. It's going to be a Waffle House party tonight.
Episode 7 of the Bean Pod. Welcome back to the Bean Pod. I am your host, Brendan Butterbean Queen, driver of the 03 late-mile stock car for Lee Pulliam Performance. And now I guess I can say the number one Tricon Garage Toyota Tundra for North Wilkesboro, which is in about a, what's the date of today?
17th.
Yeah, in a month.
Look at that.
A month from tomorrow will be my truck series debut. So I am super excited about that. Been dreaming of that for a long time. I don't even know, did we ever do a podcast after a truck announcement?
Wait, hold on. Pause on this. I'm Nicole. I'm his better half, and I'm Miss Bean, as Keely on the Cars Tour calls me. I got a new nickname, so I like that. But cool. Resume. No, we have not done a podcast since we talked about your truck ride. So
yeah, so we're
let's dive in.
Yeah, we're really trying to get on a regular schedule, but things have been so hectic.
We're also two Class A procrastinators, so
yeah, but we're gonna do better about that now that we're in the swing of it. So. Episode 7, I went back and looked, so I knew what to say for our intro. Nice. It is episode 7. Hard to believe we've made it that far, but we have. Looking forward to more. Wait till we hit 20. That'll be a big deal. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so obviously we haven't done a podcast since the Cars Tour started, and probably because it got off to such a bad start, and then I was sick again. Mm-hmm. Been more sick in my life than I ever have, but I got sick the Monday. Because, well, let's back that up. Kenley was the Cars Tour opener, ended up running on a Sunday because of rain, and I got sick that night, and I didn't have a voice for a whole week. I actually went to the doctor, which is something that I don't normally do. So that's how I knew I was feeling bad. Of course, now I'm going to get a text, but it's okay. We'll silence that. But yeah, so I guess we'll back up before that. That Friday, before the Cars Tour opener, it was announced that I will drive the number one Toyota Tundra for Tricon Garage at North Wilkesboro on May 18th. So, thoughts, comments, concerns?
Freaking stoked.
Hard secret to keep for a while.
Yeah, that was really hard.
We knew probably, what, December?
Yeah, like Thanksgiving-ish.
No.
And I think it became final the week after Thanksgiving.
I started working, the deal came to me after I won the Thanksgiving Classic, so it wasn't on Thanksgiving, but I think the deal got signed in December. Mm-hmm. So, huge thanks to Best Repair Company, bestrepair.net, leithcars.com, obviously Toyota for pitching in, and TPC, everybody at TRD and TPC for getting my butt in shape, mm-hmm. getting me on a workout program. Eating a little bit better. Mm-hmm. I really hope that didn't just cut our camera off, but that's okay.
No, it tells me I need to update my laptop.
Oh, okay. I did mine today. So it was really cool to, I've lost weight. Mm-hmm. I feel good. I bought a bike. Nicole can tell you, she's seen me on my bike.
God, the best part of my day is I get a ring notification and all you see is him just going across the front yard on his bike.
I've been riding. Mm-hmm. Instead of my hour workout at the gym, I've been doing an hour ride. But yeah, so that's all going good. So that was the Friday before Kenley that got announced. So that was really cool. And I guess I'm going to dive into Kenley. We'll go ahead and dive into that. What a letdown.
Address the elephant, yeah.
What a letdown of a weekend. We went and tested on that Monday and we're flying. Mm-hmm. And came back on race weekend and put on another set of ST2s that we had to buy that weekend and was instantly slower than our other set that we had tested on. And Never could get the speed back. And up until that point, I thought we had the car to beat, really, on race trim. And obviously, we qualified ninth and ran awful. We struggled to stay in the top 10, and I ended up getting turned around right there at the end. And I had a 19th place finish out of the day. And the right front tire, I was so tight in the race, and the right front tire had a center line in it. So looked brand new. Hoosier did tell me at the tire test for Wilkesboro, which I forgot that happened since we've recorded last. They told me I did have a defective tire. Yeah. So obviously there is an issue with the ST2s, and it bit us. We basically got a bad race to start the points and put us in a hole. And, you know, now they're mixing the tires up, so the codes are different for everybody now. You don't have all four of the same code, which I think is better, but it doesn't buy us that race back.
Yeah.
So that sucks. Obviously not what we wanted, but then we moved on. Went to the Wilkesboro tire test. I was really good there. We were the fastest, and now they're changing the tire again. So we have another test next week that I have to go to, but no clue. Just can't catch a break. But we were really good. Car was really good. It was a brand new car. Never drove it. So that was the first time on track. And then we were supposed to go to Jacksonville, and it rained out. So we didn't race for a month.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Which is probably another reason we didn't record a podcast. I don't know. Kind of got sidetracked. So
didn't have anything to talk about. Couldn't talk about trucks for a while. And then also.
Well, that makes no sense, because we could have talked about the truck. It was already announced.
Yeah, but you've been in Charlotte half the time.
That's true. I've been in Charlotte doing pit stop practice. I did get to go see the simulator. Been at the shop with the team. Other stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So it's getting busier and busier, but really cool experience. Pit stop practice was crazy. They're fast.
Yeah.
They get out of the way. They do not want to get ran over. So late model racing, my guys, we did a pit stop this weekend and they were pretty fast. So, it's just a different caliber. You know, those guys are performing to do 12, 13 second pit stops. So it's very crazy, but
true athletes.
Yeah, Jacksonville rained out, so Hickory came up next, and our worst track on the schedule, and we went there and ran second.
Yeah.
And led a lap. I've never led a lap at Hickory, and now I have. I've led a lap there.
Nice.
So that was, wow, we had a really good car at Hickory. We qualified 8th, 0.02 off the pole.
Crazy.
Ran a great race, put ourselves in position, ran in the top 7 all night, and when it came down to it, we drove up to second, got the lead. One lap and just couldn't clear Zillish, and we ended up second. But so now we're like, okay, we're back in this thing. All the points we lost last week, now we've cut it in half, and we were sitting good going into Jacksonville. And then,
hey, before we jump into Jacksonville, I have a silly question for you.
Yes. I'm just kind of going on a rant, so yeah.
Yeah, but I actually have a question for you. Do you get a point for leading a lap, or do you only get a point for leading the most laps?
You get a point for both.
Okay, cool.
So it was a bonus point.
Nice.
So Jacksonville was next and went down there undefeated going into it. We kept the pole streak alive.
I knew
we had on Friday, we had a really good car. We were fastest in practice, but you never know how it's going to play out. And qualifying came around. We were able to get the pole point. So, you know, we're coming off that second place finish, get a pole point. We're cutting into that points lead, you know, and kind of getting ourselves back into it. So I wanted to lead a lap early and get that bonus point. And we led the first, I don't know, 7 or 8 laps before I started really saving tires. And we did everything right. Put ourselves in position to win the race when it was time. Got the lead with 38 to go. And obviously, most of the people that are going to be listening know what happened. They saw it. Minnie and I got together. Ended up essentially cutting my left rear tire 3 laps later. And boy, what a ride that was. I got the contact from Minnie racing for the lead. Knew I had an issue. Didn't know it was a tire until about the lap. The tire finally blew going into 3. And as a race car driver, that is awful when you blow a left rear tire going into the corner. And it spun around like it was going to hit driver's side in the wall. Luckily, barely caught the nose, but it folded the ductwork and some other stuff up. So we pitted, changed the tire. It's 30 to go at this point. We restarted 25th, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Ductwork dragging. And we drove back to 11th. So we lost points. We're sitting 20 out of the lead. We're tied for 5th. But now we just got to win. I mean, we're not out of it. I was 34. No. I was 34 out last year with two races to go, and we ended up closing it to 5. So if I can have a bad night, it can happen to them. So yeah, that's the way I look at it. But super proud of my team, everybody at Lead Pulling Performance. Heck of a pit stop to get us back in the race.
Yeah, that was awesome.
They were on it. I mean, Chad had his hat on backwards and was changing tires.
I saw that.
So cool. My man was ready to roll, but it's definitely been a rough start to the year, but the problem is besides Kenley being a fiasco, we've had a car that can win both of these last two races. One of them we finished second, the other we're leading and cut a tire. So how do you get mad? I mean, we're doing everything right, and if you keep running like that, eventually
it's gonna come together.
You're gonna win. So that's been a crazy couple of weeks. Obviously, I wanted to win at Jacksonville again, mm-hmm. but there'll be another chance one day.
Yep.
Might not. I kind of look at this season. I don't know what my plans are next year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it sucks as a race car driver because I know I have this year, drawn out, but you're always thinking about what do I got next year? Like, mm-hmm. Is this going to be my last race?
You're racing for your career every single weekend.
Yeah. So you're thinking like, it might have been my last race at Jacksonville. I don't know, but I hope not. So we're obviously going to just keep grinding at that every day. And, you know, obviously I'm enjoying my time with Lee Pulliam, and whenever that last race comes, it's going to be awful. I don't know. I have no plans of it being a last race, but if I do get a chance to move up or something like that, you never know. But I'll always, if I do get a shot at the next level on a full-time base, like I'm going to come back and race with Lee if I do anything, because where else would I want to drive for? So,
yeah. I don't even want to think about our last race with LPGX.
Yeah, we're not going to go to that. That's not this episode. That's not what we're talking about. So we got a lot of racing left to do and a lot of races left to win.
Hey, there was a good side to Jacksonville. There was some positive out of it.
What's that?
Who came? Who went to the race that wasn't supposed to go to the race?
Yeah, Nicole Queen? Surprised me.
Wow.
Yeah, no.
Drove 3.5 hours after working a full day and you don't even remember.
I remember. I just, I thanked you and I thought it was awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, Matt Weaver got it on Twitter.
I know. It's up to over like 20,000 views.
I know. Cool. I know. Because my name's in it.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. No, that was really cool. Nicole did surprise me. Unfortunately, we did not get a waffle and we did not win, but at least you were there for support.
I was there. I made it.
You didn't even know I was on the pole till you got there.
No, I did.
Oh, okay.
Rob was texting me the whole way.
Oh, you were texting and driving. It's illegal.
Your mom also texted me.
That's illegal.
We're going to gloss over that.
Texting and driving, Nicole. Texting and driving. Illegal activity.
More so portion. Anywho, you got the pole. That was exciting. I surprised you. Even better.
Let's back it up to the pole. That was cool for Lee and I because we kept yelling at each other, we're back. Because, we're back on top because we ain't been on a pole or hadn't done anything besides finish second all year. So it was nice to prove that we still can get it done on these new tires. Obviously, they've thrown us for a little bit of a curveball, but
mm-hmm.
man, my team worked so hard. We had Isabella this weekend as our teammate. She finished 10th. I finished 11th. So great return for her. Obviously, Bobby McCarty won,
mm-hmm.
veteran. So that shows the old guys can still get it done.
Did you just call Bobby old?
Me and him refer to us as the old guys now because all the young ones are like 15 and he's 31 maybe. And I'm 26. We refer to us as the old guys now.
Okay.
Because they were saying there was a joke on Twitter or somewhere that reason we were qualifying 7th, 8th, and 9th every week is because we were too old.
Huh, okay.
So Bobby won, Connor Zillish won Hickory, and Carson Quapple won Kinley. Mm-hmm. So that's our winners. And huge shout out to my boy Greg Edwards winning season opener at Langley Speedway. My man Greg got it done. Danny, that's hey. Only reason I say Greg's my boy is I talk to Greg more than Danny. I really like them both, but Greg calls me.
And when you talk to Greg, I mean you talk to Greg.
Yeah,
for
so
like
Greg
4 hours at a time.
So Greg Edwards got it done in the first race, and then Danny won the second. So that was cool to see the Edwards brothers sweep it. Obviously, I wish I was at Langley racing with them because it's always a good time, but it was cool to see them win. Greg's always texting me, supporting me, so that was cool. Tough break for Woody. Poor Woody had a bad night.
I know that stinks.
I think he had a clutch issue. And, forgot Dale Jr. was in our race this past weekend at New River.
Mm-hmm.
So I ended up seated next to Dale at the autograph session.
Mm-hmm.
This still ain't no Dirty Mo, but this is the Bean Pod.
Yeah, we're pretty far from Dirty Mo.
But Dale did save me a seat, and he said I had to sit next to him because he was superstitious. And the last time we did an autograph session, we sat side by side. So I walk up, and everybody's seated, and there's just a seat, and they're like, oh, no, you're sitting here. And I'm like, everybody's looking at me. I'm like, they probably think I've done, like,
requested
this. And I was like, I had no idea. I thought I was late to the autographs. I was just happy to be there. So Dale and I kept that tradition alive. So that was pretty cool.
That's exciting.
And then I guess speaking of my sign up here, you can't see it, but Steel Block Bandits next week. We are dirt racing.
I'm so freaking stoked.
Well, not this week. I'm Orange County Cars Tour this week.
Yeah, next week.
Next week, we're going dirt racing at Natural Bridge, Lexington, Virginia. That's going to be really awesome to get back dirt racing. But we got some unfinished business. We got Orange County with the Cars Tour this weekend to cap off our 3 weeks in a row.
Mm-hmm.
Then I'll go to Natural Bridge. Then we go to Ace on Friday night. And then I have a weekend off.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's a whole week of
Wilkesboro.
And I guess I can announce this. I don't know if it's a surprise or not, but I'll be on Door Bumper Clear.
Yeah.
I mean, I might as well say it. I mean, Monday the 13th, so the week of Wilkesboro, I am locked in. Freddie Kraft has texted me, and I will be on Door Bumper Clear. So maybe I can give the Bean Pod a shout-out on Door Bumper Clear and get us some listeners.
Yes, please.
So I'm
that really will be Dirty Mo.
Yeah, I'll be on Dirty Mo for real. So I'm excited about that. My whole Wilkesboro week is going to be crazy because Monday I'll be on Door Bumper Clear. Tuesday is Cars Tour practice. Wednesday is the Cars Tour race. Thursday is an off day. Friday's truck practice. Saturday morning's truck qualifying. And Saturday night, Saturday day is the race at 1:30. It'll be a busy week.
I'm ready for it.
And Simpson emailed me back in my suit for my the Folsom Fence suit. They're going to ship it on the 13th, overnight it to me, but I have to give them my address to get it to me on the 14th. The problem is going to be I'm going to be in Wilkesboro.
Give them the hotel.
I didn't think about that. That's a good idea.
Love how we're troubleshooting on the
troubleshooting.
Podcast.
Yeah. Comment below. What should I do to get my suit? Because I got to have it for the Wednesday night race.
Get it shipped to the hotel and just let the hotel know when you check in that you're receiving a package.
Okay. That's smart. I like that.
People do this all the time, Brennan Queen.
Awesome. That's what I'm going to do. So that's perfect.
This is why you keep me around.
Yes. Perfect. So, yeah, that's kind of what we've been up to. I'm trying to think if I've missed anything.
Could you also get it shipped to the racetrack?
I could, but I'm just so worried there's so many people there. That'd be too
That's
much
true.
Going
I would on. Just get it shipped to the hotel.
Yeah, if I can do the hotel, that'd be awesome. I need maybe I'll call the hotel tomorrow and ask them.
Yeah, that's a good question.
Be a good idea. So yeah, other than that, man, we just been busy working out, riding my bike.
Mm-hmm.
Keeping entertaining her, you know, that's a full time job. Langley Speedway races this weekend, twin 50s again, I think. Who's your pick?
Woody Howard.
You're picking Woody to win? That means I can't pick Woody.
I would say Woody or Greg.
Well, you can only pick one.
Okay, well, Woody Howard.
All right, if you're picking Woody, I guess I'm picking Greg.
He's the 41, right?
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, if those are my two picks. If you pick Woody, I got to pick Greg. That's the other one, I think.
Yeah.
They'll win. It's hard to beat Greg.
Just watch. Danny's going to come. Danny, both races and prove us both wrong.
I know. Danny struggled, I think, qualifying. He qualified deep. Well, our predictions are kind of adding up, though, on our cars tour. My 17 wins is out, but my first win did not come yet.
I think you had...
Didn't I pick Wilkesboro?
You picked Wilkesboro. You know what? You may have been on to something, Brendan.
Could happen. It took us a couple races last year to get going, mm-hmm. and once we got hot, our second half of the season was way stronger than our first half.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like this year we were more prepared for our first half, and we've ran good. It just hasn't resulted in a good finish.
Yeah, it's had some bad luck.
If I didn't have bad luck, I wouldn't have any luck, but it could be worse. I could be sitting in the grandstands.
It's true.
Could be sitting at the port moving boxes still.
Watching it on flow.
So at least I'm getting a race. The amount of support about the truck deal has been incredible from Bean Nation.
Yeah, let's talk about that. We announced your scheme today.
Yes, today my new scheme for the truck got announced. It's like a white, red, and black scheme.
If you want to go see it, go follow us on Facebook at Brendan Butterbean Queen.
Yes, you can also see it on Tricon.
That too.
And they've tagged me, so you can follow me through there.
Mm-hmm.
Tricon Garage. Yeah, the scheme. What's your thoughts?
I love it. I thought it'd be a black truck with like hints of red and white.
I did too.
But it's a white truck with hints of black and red. Either way, I think it's sick. I always think trucks and race cars that are like the red, black, and white always look really good. At Hendrick, one of my favorite cars was the A-Shock number 9. Again, a red, black, and white. So I think it looks sick.
I thought the same thing. Like, I don't know why, but I just assumed it was going to be black.
Mm-hmm.
But I like the white. It kind of goes with the late model right now.
Yeah.
And then also, I bet you they did it that way because Corey's black, red, and white.
Oh, that's true.
So they might have did it so we don't have like identical looking trucks because his safe light truck is the same colors.
Yeah.
So that would make sense that they kept the one white.
See what you did there, Tricon.
Yeah. So that could be a good reason because if you think about it, the safe light would have looked exactly the same color wise.
I mean, either way, it looks fantastic. It looks great. It looks great.
Obviously, shirts, it ain't been announced, but Friday they're going to go on pre-sale.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing a Tricon's doing a Brendan Butterbean Queen truck shirt
mm-hmm.
for my debut.
Mm-hmm.
It'll go on sale for pre-order sales for $30. I think Friday morning is the plan.
Mm-hmm.
And then it'll be open till May 1st. And the only way to guarantee yourself, listen up, the only way to guarantee you to have one at the race fans is to pre-order. And you'll have it probably like the Tuesday or Wednesday of Wilkesboro week. So mm-hmm. if you're coming to the truck race and you want that shirt and you want to guarantee yourself it, you're going to have to pre-order. And Tricon will ship all those out on like the week before. The pre-order will end on May 1st. The orders go in that day. Now, I will be getting some for my merch trailer. Don't know when exactly, and I also can't guarantee you that you'll have it if you show up and need a certain size.
Yeah.
But the only way to guarantee it is
pre-order.
So
it's Friday.
Friday, going live on that. So that's exciting that I'm gonna have a truck shirt. Also, I can tell you this that Lionel will be doing the truck diecast.
That'd be cool.
I don't know when. But they've already told me yes. Tricon's told me yes. Lionel's told me yes. And basically, probably when it gets closer to the race, they'll probably announce that. But yes, you will be able to get the truck diecast. Stay patient. And speaking of diecast, the late model diecast is getting close to going live for pre-orders. I talked to Lionel today, and they've got my artwork, and they're setting up the sales sheet. So
look at that.
Yes, big things coming on the diecast side. I hope, I know diecasts are pricey, but we have to hit 500 pre-sales on both. It doesn't matter if it's a separate car. It has its own thing. So I know they're pricey, but if you can get both, get both.
Trust me, I think B-Nation wants both.
Yes. I
was looking through the comments today of the scheme, and everyone was like, where's the diecast?
So really going to lean on B-Nation to get these pre-orders so that way we can have a diecast forever of the truck and for the late model. So hopefully we can win some races. Also, they'll do my raced version late model. They told me today to make sure I take pictures if I win in victory lane of the car all the way around all four corners. And they will offer, they'll offer my raced winning diecast and also any scheme changes throughout the year. They'll offer those.
Sick.
So we got a potential to make multiple diecasts. Like, I plan on, hopefully, when we do the throwback race, I don't know what the scheme's going to be, but I'd like to do a throwback diecast.
Yeah.
But it just all got to work out. And, you know, they were really good to work with me because I think their standard Lionel diecast is Chevrolet. But because of the TRD deal and my car being Toyota, they're putting Toyota lights and stuff on it.
Nice.
So it will be a Toyota Camry.
Look at that.
So that worked out great. I told them, when they sent me the thing today, it was talking about Chevrolet, and I said, I need to change that to Toyota.
Nice.
So, no issues there. They were easy to work with. Everybody at Lionel is great. I'm excited. Hopefully, there is a rumor that maybe on the trucks they're going to do autograph diecast. I don't know, but that'd be cool.
That'd be sick.
So, I've never had my own diecast, so that's going to be a really cool couple of events, hopefully.
Nice.
Are you going to buy one?
Can I borrow a couple bucks so I can buy one?
I'm going to put the diecasts are going to sit right here.
Yeah.
Like when we get them, they're going to sit on the table. They have to.
Have to. Next other, are Wilkesboro dirt.
Yeah, right next to it. So other than that, what have you been up to?
Working.
Watching The Resident.
Working for you. Yeah, I've gotten really hooked on The Resident since Easter. It's a great show on Netflix in case you're looking for something to watch. That's my recommendation.
She watches The Resident while I work on my Titanic.
Mm-hmm.
I've been working on the Lego Titanic.
Yeah.
And it is looking good.
It does.
And I cannot wait to finish that thing.
Yeah. I've so that's what you've been up to.
Taught Nicole into letting me keep it downstairs when I finish it.
We're still negotiating.
Oh, no, no, no. You told me I could put it on the countertop.
Well, that was until you got a cool piece of artwork.
No, you said the artwork was going there and the little bar stool, you said I could put the Titanic there.
Okay.
Uh-huh, see?
You also did have to help me paint that wall.
I don't remember that part. I'm not a painter.
Okay.
So, yeah. Basically, it's been a crazy couple of weeks. You know what we need to do, though? I think it's getting close. We got to have a guest on the show.
That's a really big task. Who's going to be first guest?
Who is
so gonna, many to choose from?
Who's going to be the first guest on the Bean Pod? I think we should try to get something lined up for the next show to have a guest.
Okay.
I don't know who. I don't know how, because we got two mics. I don't know what we're going to do. And I don't know how this works because we can't hook up another headset. I guess they just don't have a headset.
We'll troubleshoot and we'll figure this out.
Yes.
Hey, why don't we do this?
We need to do a Q&A.
Oh my gosh, this is...
Or like a poll.
Great minds think alike. I was going to say, B Nation, who do you want to see? Tag us on social media. Leave some comments.
Yeah.
On Apple, Spotify. YouTube, wherever you're seeing this.
Yes, tag us where who you want to be the first guest, the inaugural guest of the Bean Pod.
And listen, keep it realistic. We have to be able to logistically pull this off, so don't.
I know people are going to say Lee Pulliam, And yes, I do want to have Lee on the show, but...
Oh, I was thinking people are going to say Dale, and it's not realistic that we're going to get Dale on the show.
Never know.
Not for episode one. I could call him.
No, but Lee's... We're going to have to do a show with Lee. It might be when he's in town for Langley or something. Or maybe we take the equipment up there and do a show one day in the shop or something. But...
That would be sick.
Yeah, but... Yeah, we'll get
Live
Lee on.
From LPP.
But it's going to have to be somebody probably that we can get here. But then again, I say that we could probably get somebody in like a Discord and record it and have them. They just won't be in video.
We got this.
There's options, but...
Well, let us know.
We would like to have somebody in person that could sit right here. We do need to get the mic situation straight still, because then we could set beanbag chairs and have three beanbag chairs. And then that way we're not sitting at the table and we can move the mics and actually like sit and hold them. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like we could get rid of the table.
Okay, first of all, turn that off.
I did silence it. Speaking of the devil, Lee Pulliam. His ears must be burning. Hi, Lee. So I think... that'd be cool. That's been the motto. We want to get beanbag chairs and do that anyways.
It's funny. I remember someone showing you beanbags when they were on sale at Walmart.
I know. We got to get them. But that'd be cool. We could set three up, hold our mics, and have just a casual show. But right now, we can't hold the mics because they go staticky. So might just need to invest in better microphones.
We're working on it.
Yeah. Now that we're getting back into it. But that's a goal of mine. I really want to have a guest.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many people I want to have on the show. Like, I mean, yeah, Greg, Woody, Phil. Phil's a big one. He'd come sit in a beanbag with us and talk.
Roger.
Yeah, it could be crew guys.
Sippy.
John Staten on one show.
John Staten.
You know, huge shout out to John, Lori.
He's going to say no to the podcast, but.
Connor, Ashley, the whole Staten family for their support.
Friends, we appreciate you.
Like, the truck deal wouldn't be happening without them. The car store wouldn't be happening without them. And they're literally just a family that believed in me and took a chance on me. And here we are a year and a half in, and crazy what we've accomplished. And we're having a great time. They are having a blast, and looking forward to the rest of that, you know, the whole year and our future. Obviously, they're family for life to me. So.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's cool, everything they're doing to help support you on the track, but I think most importantly, what they don't get enough credit for is how much they're supporting you and I off the track, just even showing up, coming to all the races, cheering us on, helping us behind the scenes.
They help a lot behind the scenes, because it ain't easy.
No.
But, like you're a man, sorry. Probably shouldn't say that, but I think a guest would be cool. That's something that would elevate the bean pod from here to there. I almost think like we need to get to where we're sitting like on opposite sides of this table too, so that way we're like looking at each other instead of like crooked. That'd be more casual, you know.
Does that mean I can get my desk back one day?
Absolutely.
Cool.
So other than that, I don't really know. I kind of should have made a list, like I've had some notes jotted down. It's rude to be on your watch.
I'm sorry. I was trying to figure out how much time we have. Rob's also texting me, and I was going to see if we had time, if I can ask you some questions.
Yeah,
we really
go for it. Go for it.
Talked enough about this truck ride. So why Tricon?
Why Tricon? Because I want to win. No, I'm just,
well, I mean,
that's a good answer. Tricon, basically Toyota came to Lee Pulliam this year and made it a Toyota Racing Development Team, TRD. So it benefited me. I got in the door with Toyota. And obviously Toyota called me after I won Kenley, and they're the only manufacturer that's called me. You know, people ask, well, like, what about Chevrolet? What about this? Well, Chevrolet hasn't called me. Ford hasn't called me. Toyota called me.
Yeah.
And wanted me in the one truck for Wilkesboro. And it just made perfect sense with Lee becoming a Toyota team, Toyota showing interest and calling me, and then the Tricon, their record, you know, their resume speaks for itself. It's just a top-notch team. I've known David Gillen a long time, you know, not on a personal level, but known him as a, you know, I've known who he was, what kind of team he had, and they've always been good stuff. And then obviously watching what Corey did last year, mm-hmm. you know, having a shot to win a championship, and then this year, you know, Corey's running really good. Taylor Gray's running really good. They had all five trucks in the top 10 at COTA, mm-hmm. which is, I mean, that's amazing. So it just seemed like a really good spot for me to go make a debut. And once I got down there and met the team and got acclimated with everybody, it was felt like a good fit. You know, mm-hmm. the first day I went down there and went to lunch with the one team, I was like, this is exactly what I feel like when I go with my late model team. Yeah. Like, it just felt right.
That's great. So, aside from just the fact that you're stepping into a new car, a new series, you know, obviously a truck's going to race different than a late model. What do you think is going to be your biggest challenge stepping into your first
aero
race?
Aero is going to be big, even on a short track. I think heavy car, you know, it's going to be a lot heavier than a late model, longer race, stage racing, you know, all that's kind of got the same though as a late model, like as far as it's racing, right? But mm-hmm. the hard stuff's going to be the pit stops, restarts, not speeding on pit road, not getting a penalty on pit road. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of things that can go wrong. I could be having a great day and have a loose wheel, mm-hmm. loose lug nut, too many men over the wall. I could get a penalty that's out of my control that derails the day. Mm-hmm. That's why it's a team effort. There's no I in it. We're in it together. I can make a mistake. The pit crew can make a mistake. The crew chief can make a mistake. But I think just making sure that I limit those mistakes is going to be how we run good. If I can come on pit road and I might lose a spot, I'd rather lose a spot than get a penalty and go to the rear of the field. So
yeah,
that's going to be my job.
Cool. And on the flip side of it, I mean, I know it's going to be a really big day. It's what you've been working towards your whole career. What are you most looking forward to?
Whew, that's a good question. I think I've really looked forward to once it got, like, getting it announced so I could talk about it was a big one. And then I've kind of just really enjoyed the lead up to the race because, like, right now there's no pressure. Like, I'm enjoying, like, hey, I'm going to run a truck in a month. But in about 3 weeks from now, I'm going to be like, oh my gosh, it's next week. Like, mm-hmm. and it'll go by so quick and it'll be over. And then you don't ever know if you're going to do it again. Like, yeah. You're hoping and you need it to go well. But I think I'm looking forward to the week of, like, being able to run the cars tour race. I get that race before it. And then I get to come back in there as a NASCAR truck driver for the weekend. Mm-hmm. Just taking it in with, you know, all my peers and family and sponsors and, you know, I guess having that moment on pit road before the race, like knowing that we're getting ready to make a debut in the truck mm-hmm. series with a top team and something that I dreamed of since I was a baby, really. So, that's going to be a really cool experience, and
I'm super excited for
that. Looking forward to that. And then obviously if I run good, I'm looking forward to that moment of seeing everybody after the race, like, mm-hmm. and whether we finish 10th or we win the thing, you know, I want to go into it. My goal is, like, if I get out there with top 10, I'm going to be really happy. Obviously yeah. I want to win, but like a top 10 would feel like a win to me. Mm-hmm. But if I can't get that, as long as I stay, you know, complete all the laps and don't tear it up, it's going to be a good day.
Nice. And I've heard other people ask you, but I hadn't paid attention to your answer. Do you think that running the car stories on Wednesday, like, is that going to help? Does that do anything?
It does. It's always track time.
Yeah.
So any laps you get is huge. Like, I'm going to the test next week. That's more laps on the track. Mm-hmm. I would say that, like, if they wouldn't have paved it, maybe not, because I've ran two races there on the mm-hmm. old pavement. Maybe not really too much more to learn other than just staying in the seat of a race car. But mm-hmm. now with the new pavement, it's a new ball game and it changes everything. You know, the line's going to change. Now I get to run a race to see how the line changes. If it becomes two grooves, if it stays one groove, I'll get all this info that when I come back on Saturday or Friday for practice, I might have found a line in the late mile race that's hauling the mail that you mm-hmm. wouldn't think. So
yeah.
You never know. Could help.
That's cool.
How excited are you to sit on the pit box?
12 out of 10.
Yeah, that's exciting.
That's really the only thing I've want. I told you this week, I was like, I love listening to your races, but I don't even care if I have a scanner. I just want to sit on the box and feel official.
Yeah, and it's going to be cool because Rob is going to come from Flow Racing and we're going to vlog the whole truck weekend, but it's going to be more than a vlog. It's going to be like a mini documentary, mm-hmm. kind of like what Rob did with Bubba Pollard.
Yeah.
So I'm super excited. Huge thanks to Flow Racing for letting me use mm-hmm. Rob for giving up his time to come, but mm-hmm. he's going to shoot the whole weekend for me. So that's going to be exciting and we'll have it to look back on.
Yeah. And I think selfishly, obviously I'll still run your social media that day, but I think that's going to be a huge, I can't thank Rob enough for stepping up to, because I think A, it'll be cool for all the fans to see that day, but selfishly for me, take that weight off of me and honestly just be able to step back and enjoy that weekend as your girlfriend and just be able to soak that all in and not have 10,000 things going on like I normally do on race day.
Yeah, this will be a cool experience. I'm excited to get there with everybody, but we still got three races till then.
Oh, 3 weeks. Yeah, yeah, races.
One dirt race and two cars tour races mm-hmm. until then. So, but it'll be over before you know it. Be ready.
I still have time to find my outfit.
Oh, brother.
I'm just trying to look cute.
I'm just going to wear my polo and my pants and go on in there.
You ain't going to wear your fire suit?
I mean, at race time, I will.
Okay.
So, yeah. Cool. Looking forward to it. Any more questions?
No. I mean, I could think of more.
Like what?
Have you talked to your crew chief? How's that going?
Great. Seth's awesome. Mm-hmm. He's a late model guy at heart, too. So cool. He actually watched the race from this weekend. Mm-hmm. So that was cool having him kind of, you know, he didn't have to watch it, but he watched it and kind of got to see the way I drive a little bit. Mm-hmm. Maybe if he didn't know, you know, or hadn't been watching me. So
now he knows.
Now he knows I cut a tire and didn't win, but at least he knew I was trying to win. Mm-hmm. Now, he's been really cool to work with. I think we're getting ready to get some sim time, getting ready to do a seat pour, mm-hmm. getting ready to do more pit stop practice because I want it. Like, he told me I could get as much as I wanted. So, mm-hmm. like, pit stop practice for me is going to be big.
Yeah.
So.
Hey, wait, I have one more question for you. Okay, dream big with me here, okay?
Okay.
So, should we be blessed enough to win Wilkesboro? Are we going to introduce Tricon to the Waffle House tradition?
Absolutely. I will do whatever I got to do to tell them to bring the hauler to the Waffle House on the way out of there. If we win Wilkesboro, I will tell Seth, like, hey, I don't care what we got to do. I need all y'all at the closest Waffle House, and we're going to pull this baby in there.
That'd be sick.
And I will literally, like, I'll ride with the truck driver if I got to. Like, hey, bud, like, we're going to the Waffle House. I got your waffle. Come on.
That would be so cool.
I think they would do it. I mean, it's only 45 minutes from home.
Mr. Gilliland, sir.
Yes.
Let me just put this, plant the seed, put this on the table.
David.
Just think about it.
David, if we win, can we go to the Waffle House?
Please.
That'd be hilarious.
That'd be so cool.
I'll get the jukebox going.
I have no doubts you would.
I would literally take a photo with all the guys in the trophy out by the trailer, like beside the trailer at the Waffle House parking lot. That would mm-hmm. be awesome. Mm-hmm. They say, oh, I'm copying Noah Gregson, but that's okay. Whatever.
Technically, I think we did it first.
I think we did too, but you know what?
You know what? Waffle House doesn't care. Yeah. We're all supporting them.
Yeah, that's right. So, yeah, looking forward to it. I don't know. I guess it's kind of it for this episode, probably. Mm-hmm. Please comment, tag who you want as a guest. I need to work on that, getting a guest. Mm-hmm. And I'll probably let y'all comment on the link to this, but then I'll also maybe post tonight or tomorrow on the on our racing page who you want to see as a guest on the Bean Pod. Mm-hmm. And like just do a poll page.
Yeah.
So, and that'd be really cool. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, be sure to listen to us on your podcast platforms, Apple, Spotify, Amazon, iHeart, wherever you get it.
And more.
Wherever you get it. Mm-hmm. This has been the Bean Pod. And thank you, Bean Nation, for your support and everybody listening. And hopefully we go to Orange County this weekend and get us an orange, because I love oranges.
Well, that's cute. I want a waffle.
Well, we'll get a waffle too, but...
Because I want a limited edition strawberry waffle.
All right, everybody, that's the time. That's all we got for time. See y'all later. I just kidding. I cut you off on purpose.
I know you did. I just want to try the limited edition strawberry waffle, okay? Thanks.
Well, hopefully Saturday night, we're at the Waffle House. Oh, I didn't even talk about the last thing. I'm supposed to go possibly turkey hunting with Lee Sunday. And I don't hunt.
Yeah, that'll be really interesting to see how that goes.
And then we're going to
go. Am I invited on that trip, by the way?
On the hunting?
Yeah.
Probably not. Okay. Well, I mean, you can, but it's going to be like really early. Like 4 a.m. or something.
Yeah, no, I'm out.
But then I guess I need to find out with him, because I got a hotel for Saturday night, but I need to find out like if we need to go to his house Saturday night or.
We'll figure that out.
Yeah, we'll
figure that offline.
We'll figure it out.
Well, this has been the Bean Pod.
This has been the Bean Pod. Thank y'all for listening. Obviously, this was kind of on the spot episode, but please.
What happens when we don't plan?
Yeah, we didn't plan. So we're going to try to get back on a regular thing. I said that last time, but I mean it. I'm supposed to be out of town most of next week, but hopefully maybe Sunday night or Monday we can get one recorded.
Let's do it.
All right. Thank y'all.
Peace out, Cub Scouts. I think we did great. Woo!